Almost live from a very cool corner in Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D. Now, push your earbuds in a little deeper. Here's Nate.
Hello. Welcome back. It's another episode of the Nate Darling Show. It's December already.
What?
When good, did that happen? Good God. Oh. Right after November?
Oh, every year like clockwork.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Happens.
It does. It keeps happening.
Coming up this week on the show, is it okay to use your daughter who doesn't turn out to be your daughter to sell your used car on eBay?
Yes.
We'll talk about that. Plus, we have sex news and more than you wanted to know about Orly Tates. If you don't know who Orly Tates is, we'll...
Good.
Just knowing her is too much about her.
Isn't she one of yours, Ted?
Oh my God, don't rub it in. she's a lawyer, though.
So she's one of Christiana's as well.
No.
You both get to lay claim to her.
I take
no. I'm the only one who's free.
She's an American. Take responsibility
so
for her.
Dang, you're nabbed.
Naturalized.
What is that?
That means not born here.
No, I know what that is. I mean, I don't think that...
Therefore, you can't lump her in with
me. Yes, we can.
Nope. I'm the only one with no responsibility for Orly Tates. So that's how that's going. The California International Marathon went off with a lot of rain on Sunday here in Sacramento.
Skipped it.
Yeah. If marathoners didn't have to get up so damn early in the morning, they would have been fine because like by 10 a.m. it was fine. But they insisted on starting at 7, which was the worst part of the day for rain.
That's not early either. That's not early for a marathon. Like, that's normal for a marathon.
Right.
Early is 5 o'clock. Biatches. Done it. San Francisco. Not cool.
Well, if they do it any later than that, everyone will get stuck in traffic.
That's part of the reason they did. Yeah. They moved it up was because they didn't want to keep the Golden Gate Bridge closed later in the morning.
Right.
Because it was the first year they put the bridge back in post 9/11. Which was fine, except you guys ever been to the Bay Area in July?
Yeah.
Do you know how much of anything you can see in the morning, the summer?
It's normally, if I recall correctly, it's normally pretty socked in with fog.
It was completely. So you couldn't see the city, you couldn't see the top of the bridge, you couldn't see the side of the bridge, you couldn't see more than 20 feet in front of you on the bridge. There was no point to being on the bridge to run the bridge.
But you can say you ran the bridge.
I ran it every week for training.
There you go. Well, you can say you ran it in a race. Officially.
Oh, do we just have a moment?
Sort of. Sort of. That's my tablet. Let me put this into airplane mode so that doesn't happen again. Yes, somebody I follow on Facebook said something.
Oh.
I'd go and check, but I'm sure it's not important. Let's start with this. Ted, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. My vegan girlfriend and I went to her parents' house for Thanksgiving take two because her parents weren't available for Thanksgiving take one because they work a lot. So we went to their place and we made this. It's like it's a dish where there's these little grill trays with these little like 2x2 mini pans that you cook like almost dim sum style food and grill it up and then you make food on your plate and it's work and it's eating at the same time. It was pretty fun. Does that make sense at all? What I just said?
I'm not picturing it, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the style is.
That doesn't mean it's wrong.
It's like a little grill, and it's something you can't find in the States because, like, if you touch the wrong part of the pan, you might burn yourself. So I assume there's too lawsuit prone a food
Wait,
style.
What?
So where did they smuggle this in from?
Oh well, her dad is from Europe.
Europe. Can you point to that on
That's
a map?
Next to Belgium, I think.
Yes, everything is next to Belgium.
I think it's yeah. Wow, I'm just embarrassing now. Hopefully he doesn't listen to the show.
Well.
It's not.
It's just a comedy bit, Becca's dad. Just a comedy bit. It's okay. Yeah. Doesn't yeah, mean it. Doesn't
let's sure say Norway, just for fun.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
Scandinavian, that seems right.
Yeah, that seems...
Maybe Denmark?
Sure.
Is everything in your house from Ikea? I could point you in the right Scandinavian
There's
direction.
No tulips either, so I think that narrows
Ooh,
it down.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that Scandinavian country?
Yeah.
Is?
The
Holland?
Tulip?
Is it?
Holland is not Scandinavian.
No, just...
That's next to Belgium, though.
Is it?
Because yeah, it is. We literally next to Belgium. That's what I know about that. So how was your week there, Little Miss? I didn't run the marathon.
It was warmer and drier than the other people.
Of course, I didn't run the marathon either, but yeah. I didn't sign up.
I miss watching the marathon. When I used to live in Midtown, I used to live about a block and a half down from the marathon route. And that was great because I could listen. I would hear the news, you know, the... KCRA digital, what is it? What's the helicopter's name?
Livecopter 3.
Livecopter 3. I could hear that approach, and then I would know that the leaders were close to where I live, so I'd have time to walk down, go like, yay, go back to my house, drink coffee, wait for like the glut of runners to come, walk back down. So it was handy.
And just hope it, the TV, just hope it wasn't the sheriff's helicopter looking for a fugitive.
Usually they make announcements.
Oh, okay.
So it was okay.
Cat? Cat Williams? I mean,
oh.
Yeah. That's a call forward.
It is.
But my week was good. I had a nice weekend, put up some Christmas decorations. I introduced my kid to Frosty the Snowman.
How'd that go?
Last night. It was good, although as we were watching it, I suddenly flashed back to watching as a child and recalled crying when little girl is, spoiler alert, crying over the melted Frosty in,
oh,
the,
yeah.
in
what?
The greenhouse. Now, and in my mind, like, that's where the show ends, that he dies and we learn, or he melts and we learn an important lesson. But he actually comes back to life, like, like 5 seconds later.
Well, yeah, you just got to put a hat on him.
You can't put a hat on a puddle.
That's a good lesson. To put a hat on it fixes anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, my hair's a mess. Put a hat on it.
Put a hat on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like put a bird on it, but more functional.
A good portion of my hair fell out. Put a hat on it. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
Not on the hair that fell out. That's
creepy. No. Well, that's gone. That's abandoned me.
I hope we don't find like a bag of it in the back of your house or something. Really creepy.
No. I've not kept
Hoarders.
A bag of it. I've not kept a
Follicle
bag of my
edition.
Hair. Cat hair, you'll find that around, but that's a whole other thing.
Cat Williams hair?
No, that's like slicked down, man. You can't get that off anything. I got to, on Saturday, I got to sort of MC an event at the Mind Institute. My friend Pat from Huge Entertainment, who is one of our sponsors on the show.
Entertainment is huge.
Yeah, they're sort of an entertainment DJ sort of company.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. And so I got to I got to see, they had dancers, they had singers, and they had
At the Mind what?
The Mind Institute.
What is that?
The Mind Institute at UC Davis Med Center is a place where they do autism research. It's one of the leading autism research facilities in the country.
Cool.
And this was their 10th annual thank you party. So there were families there and kids there. And they had, you know, they had people dressed up as Disney characters walking around. They had Disney's head injury Cookie Monster, as I like to call him, because they had a dude in a cookie. They had a dude in a Cookie Monster costume, but they didn't get the eyes quite right. So they looked in different directions as though he was concussed.
Well, that's what Cookie has. Googly eyes, but sometimes, you know.
It's your diet. Don't eat too many cookies. You're another Cookie Monster.
Yeah, it was some sort of weird type 2 diabetes. It just didn't work out well for him. But that was kind of fun. And then I did Anti-Cooperation League Saturday night, which turned out to be Jack Gallagher was the guest that came in.
I don't know who that is.
Jack Gallagher is a stand-up comedian. He's a local pitchman as well. He's been on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He plays Larry's doctor on that show.
Wow.
He told the story of how he had a comedy pilot. He had a comedy series that was canceled like 2 days before it was supposed to go on the air. It never went on the air.
Oh, it's a very Dane Cook story.
Yeah, nobody brought that up. It was funny, though, because he's on stage telling that story, and Brian Krall, who owns the Comedy Spot, happens to point out that our friend Betsy was on a show on Animal Practice that was canceled. And he goes, oh, boo-hoo. So she was only on for 13 weeks. My show never saw air.
Her show was only on for 5 weeks.
It was longer than that. It was like 6 weeks.
They didn't run the full 13.
No, they did not go 13. They went like six. But
Betsy's the best.
She is.
Bring back Betsy.
Betsy
Bring
is awesome.
Back Betsy.
I have a feeling we're going to see Betsy in other things.
I think so.
I do.
She's effing brilliant.
Look her up on some line. I don't know. Trying to endorse her, but I don't know how to do it.
Well, if you're in the LA area, she performs at the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Oh, go back in time and watch her show. Then come
it's
back.
It's still on Hulu, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would assume so.
It wasn't as terrible as people make it out to be.
No, it was exactly what you would.
They seemed to find their groove, but I mean, there were things there.
Yeah.
She was there.
Yeah.
You know, we can do some of that. She's amazing.
She was there.
They should just put the camera on her.
Cannot argue with that. There was her and a monkey. Her and the monkey. Just, man, there were scenes. It was like Hepburn and Tracy. Her and the monkey. Exactly. I'm not saying which is which, but her and the monkey had some scenes.
I don't know.
It's true.
I haven't seen enough Hepburn and milk.
There you go. Well, now you can go back and look at something.
I will.
Over the holidays. I am going to be on the Walt Gray Show coming up this Thursday. If you're in Sacramento, it's going to be on 8:25 a.m. on 96.9 FM, The Eagle. If you're not in Sacramento, it's, I believe, eagle969.com. So,
well, that, great. Do you have to do the, do you have to talk like while sitting on a motorcycle? Because isn't it, aren't motorcycles like his thing?
He is a motorcycle guy. No, I'm going to be doing it on the phone for pretty much from where I'm sitting right now.
Where is he on helmet laws?
I believe he is in favor of them.
Good, smart man. Bold. I like Walker.
He wears a helmet because it's the law. I don't picture him. I mean, he's got kids, so he's not going to be out riding around without a helmet. That's something you do if you're not, either you're dumb or you don't have anybody that really cares if you come home or not. Those are really the two things that go with that.
But I used to, I, one of my favorite memories.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for the legislature briefly, and I took care of transportation issues in the office where I was working. And there's the, every once every year, like the, some motorcycle riders association comes to the Capitol and lobbies to repeal the helmet law.
Sure.
Cause it's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like liberty, whatever. So I sat in a room with like 15 biker dudes and like two of them were in wheelchairs. And I just really wanted to ask,
look, their head survived
that. Happen? Yeah. No, but knock, knock, noggin's intact. So, yeah, it was really, they have just, they're just a vocal group of people who really wants the right to bash their head in.
Sure. Oh, concrete. Yeah. They absolutely do. And really quickly, last night I wanted to do lawn. Normally we record the podcast on Mondays, but we're recording on Tuesday this week. So last night I'm like, great, I'll do laundry. And I live in an apartment, so we have one washer and one dryer for the complex, which not usually a big deal. And I get home and I don't hear a washer or dryer running. So I'm like, great. Come in, grab my laundry basket, my laundry detergent. I head out. I open up the door to the laundry room, and there is what I've referred to as a laundry room Mexican standoff going on in there.
Oh my goodness!
They,
I can see it, and it's funny.
The washing machine is empty.
Oh,
but the dryer is not. The dryer also not running, but the dryer is full of clothes, and there's another pile of clothes and an empty laundry basket on top of the dryer.
Mm.
So I'm not really sure exactly what happened, because we've had this happen before where people will like leave stuff in the dryer.
That's terrible.
Or whatever. But yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not dealing with it. There's no way I'm dealing with this. Cause I don't. And somebody today asked me, goes, well, were the clothes wet? And I'm like, I didn't feel them. I don't know.
Where do you stand on that though? Like, would you have moved? Would you have stuck it in the basket eventually? Or I mean, would you have moved someone's stuff?
I don't. Well, here's what I've had something similar happen. Where I threw a load of wash in the lawn in the washing machine, and I didn't realize until I checked that there was some stuff in the dryer. And what I did was I folded what was in the dryer and put it on top of the dryer.
Oh, you folded. Good that move. Was nice.
Well, to be fair, it was two towels and a pair of panties.
Oh. Whoa.
Which is the oddest load of laundry ever.
Ooh.
It's like, what sort of party was going on?
A clean party.
What sort of party is going on that you're like, you know what, I have to do a load of laundry, but all I have is these two towels and a pair of panties.
I don't know.
I would hate if people like took my stuff out. The worst is if they took your wet stuff out and like piled it on a table, because you know, yeah, everything in the laundry room is always covered in lint dust.
Yeah, or any sort of dust.
But if you leave your shit there for more than an hour or whatever, then you have it. What's coming to you?
If you leave it there for that long, well, I mean,
yeah, what's the cutoff point?
Let's
then,
assume
minutes?
I'm punctual. Come on.
Oh,
guys, it's me.
Well, that's you.
They're impatient people.
Yeah, for me it was for me when I did it, it was, I went out, I saw them like, oh, it's in there. And I'd already started the washing machine, so it's a half hour to wash and an hour to dry. So the dryer was already off, so it had already been run for an hour. I gave it an extra half hour. I'm like, well, I'm folding it and putting it up there.
That's nice of you to fold.
Good move.
Though.
Yeah.
You're a good man.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a whole load of laundry. It was two towels and a pair of panties. It was like a good 20 seconds of my life.
We only fold laundry like once a week at my house.
Really?
We have a couch that exists solely to hold laundry that needs to be folded.
throw it there?
I've folded laundry before, I'm pretty sure.
So at one point in time?
I remember that time. Oh. That's what hangers are for, right?
Well, yeah, if you hang everything up, that's fine. Do you hang your socks?
Anything to avoid ironing. Well, socks can go in a pile.
Socks and underwear?
I don't fold my socks.
I would love to picture Ted's closet with all of his underwear hanging on hangers. I think that would be awesome.
Don't picture my room with that.
Well, I'm not picturing what sort of underwear, because that would be wrong.
Okay, just the theory of my underwear.
Yeah, just the theory of someone who hangs all of their underwear in the closet.
It's my underoos collection.
Just because they have the space. I hate dresser drawers. I'm hanging everything.
Who has time to fold stuff these days?
It's true. You know who's a busy guy these days? Cat Williams. You mentioned him earlier. He
did.
He's been in trouble in several cities. He ran into some trouble in Oakland, where there was some fighting.
Always.
He was arrested in Seattle a couple of days ago, where he had a couple of issues. But his time in Sacramento was particularly memorable.
We are a destination city, you guys.
Yeah.
Prince was here?
We did it.
Prince was here, but he didn't do this.
That we know of. Probably not.
So after allegedly leading police on a wild goose chase through the streets of Sacramento... Now, he had one of those Can-Am motorcycles that has the two front wheels, and he was allegedly driving down K Street and onto the sidewalks. And
cars on K.
And allegedly...
I believe we now call it the K.
Yes, the K.
And Cat Williams on the K.
And he...
It was a PR stunt now. It's all clear now.
Supposedly, he almost hit five people.
That was all the people on K Street.
Yeah, that's pretty much everybody. You know, if you take out the hobo,
I love you, Sacramento. It's okay.
If you take out the hobos, really, that is that's all that's on.
Stop
there.
Stop saying. Here's the thing.
What?
I'm gonna we're gonna have a very special hobo education episode.
Oh, were
because
we gonna,
I read this whole thing about like the hobo. There's a hobo convention that happens every year.
I'm
and
aware.
They get very angry about being confused with bums because hobos work. They just like live. They don't necessarily have homes. They ride the rails or whatever, but they work. So I think you mean bums or homeless people. But I don't think you mean hobos.
No. I know the difference,
and I
use it for a whimsical. I'm using it for a whimsical reason, because there aren't any real hobos here. So
maybe you don't know. I mean, have you taken a poll? We have big rail yards. It could be some real hobos.
We do have big abandoned rail yards here.
Specificity
sounds like we should do a non-location report.
How about you head down and see if you can? how about you interview
hobos?
Some of the hobos? There's a laundromat about a block and a half from here. They would love to talk to you.
I bet there's a Facebook page for that.
Do they rest their bindles at the door when they do laundry?
That's, nice.
I don't know. I like bindles, in theory.
So
I don't know why.
Anyway, after he was roaming through the streets of Sacramento, where police chased him and then stopped. So, by the way, all you have to do is be a little bit reckless in Sacramento, and the cops are like, whoa.
Good, that's good.
Whoa.
That's good.
We don't want any trouble.
There have been too many people killed lately with high-speed chases.
Welcome to Sacramento. We don't want any trouble. That's the new city slogan. Put it on the shield.
No, I think it's like, oh, my God, no, you guys, he's going to go to K Street. Let him go.
We need business.
We need the business.
He might stop at Pizza Rock.
He might go to Dive Bar.
Oh,
come on.
Pizza Rock's good.
Pizza Rock is good.
He didn't go there, though. He went to Target.
Wow.
I go there.
Oh, right. You went to Target. Okay.
The one on Riverside, I'm assuming.
You know what? From what I read in
Natomas.
From what I read in the affidavit, Yolo County authorities are the ones who are looking into pressing charges.
The Davis Target, they were right. It did bring nothing but problems to the city.
It could have been Davis, it could have been West Sac, but either way, he and I've seen the videotape, he slapped a Target employee in
the
face.
Rude.
That's not cool.
In the
not
face.
Right. Damn.
So nobody knows what they're talking about because there's no sound on it, but...
Target's so wonderful. Why would people get pissy there?
Well, I mean, he had a day.
He had a lot of... He had to be on the K all day.
It's true.
Shin-deep water at the Target on Riverside over the weekend.
I saw your picture.
So he was being chased by police, and later that day he went to Target? Or was like the chase led him to Target, and he said, okay, as long as
apparently,
I'm here.
Apparently, it was, according to TMZ, just moments after the police chase. He went into the Target where the argument with a store employee occurred. It's not the first time, as I mentioned. He's being sued for non-performance by audience members for a meltdown during a November 16th show. That was what happened in Oakland. It's just craziness. So, Cat Williams, get your stuff together, sir. What can you expect if not professionalism from Cat Williams? You okay there, Ted?
No. I was having mic issues. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Technical difficulties.
That's fine.
I don't even... I know of Cat Williams, but I've never... I think I saw Friday After, whatever that movie was called, but I don't think I've seen...
Was he in that? Was he in the Friday?
I had to look up Cat Williams because I know of him, but I don't know why.
I really don't.
His IMDb does not impress me very much.
I have to admit, like, the first time I heard the story without looking for anything, I think my mind went to Kat Denning, and I'm like, why would she be on a police chase?
I would love to see her on a police chase.
That's weird.
But I read about him. Apparently, he has, like, 8 kids, 7 of whom were adopted. Which is kind of impressive, unless he's just a really bad dad, and then I'm worried about them. I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about him.
Was he wearing
arrested
a helmet?
A lot.
I don't. Well, his hair is sort of like a helmet. I do know this. I know about 2 weeks ago, Jay Farrow unveiled his Cat Williams impression on SNL. So
yeah.
I'm sure when SNL's back, new this coming weekend.
Congratulations, Cat Williams, you've made it.
You've made it. You're being impersonated on SNL. Other celebrities in the news. Angus T. Jones, remember him?
Oh, God.
He's now okay with 2.5 men, apparently.
Yeah, $8 million.
He's blessed with a new $8 million contract. The apology that was written really sort of smacked of his agent.
Yeah.
And my guess is his agent smacked him and said, "Listen, you little effer, you're going to read the, you're going to release this. I'm going to write it, and you're just going to say yes." Because here's what it says. "I'm confident that I am there for a reason for one more year. I don't think I would have been on the show if God hadn't pushed me into it, because otherwise I genuinely didn't want to do another year of the show."
So God made him do it?
God made him do
but
it.
But doesn't want him to do it.
And didn't do it, and don't want to do it.
God is confusing.
He is, but it's you know, money will do that. But hey, good news, 2.5 Men fan. Yes, you, 2.5 Men fan.
Oh, the cat.
Yeah.
He's not very bright, is he? I'm sorry, it's not nice.
My cat?
Yeah.
My cat, Hef? No, he's not. He's not bright at all. He's a sweet he's a sweet cat, but he's dumb as a post.
Okay, so he's the fan.
He loves watching 2.5 Men.
So
he
good.
He loves watching TV from about an inch away from the screen.
Aww. So does my kid.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. But she'll grow out of it. He's going to be dumb forever.
She may grow out of it, kind of, but I think she'll go blind from being that close to TV, and thus we'll have to stand that close to TV forevermore.
Oh, that was such a segue from 2.5 Men, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Do you let her watch 2.5 Men?
I don't watch 2.5 Men.
God wants you to.
I've been trying to get my parents out that crap for years. Oh,
but here's the thing about that story. Is that he's like, what, Seventh-day Adventist? Is that what he is?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a cult in some circles?
It's a little bit.
They're on the edge of traditional. Let's just say that.
I mean, okay, I don't know much about it, but it never occurred to me that there's something sketchy about Seventh-day Adventists.
They just have some very...
They're vegetarians.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the sketchy part. I know they have some sort of more drastic strictures than some other Christian denominations, so
they've got their things.
But
this is what they do. No, they're fine. I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, well, they're fine.
They're great.
Most
like Scientology. It's all good.
Now we mentioned,
I don't know if I put them in that. I think they're like more like Mormon than
I know.
Ooh.
I think so
Scientology,
too. Yeah, Scientology is pretty cray. Are we gonna get sued if I say it's cray? Let's find out.
Well, I'm not.
Okay.
Come and take it all. I got a good $130 here for you. Now we mentioned last week that Chris Brown was off Twitter because he got into a little Twitter feud with a female comedian. And she called him a piece of shit, and then he responded by telling her to perform oral sex on him and then threatened to defecate in her eye, amongst other things.
Who among us hasn't said that in a moment of anger?
Yeah, well, that's fine, but his fans are very angry that he doesn't have Twitter anymore, because how do you go on without hearing from Chris Brown on a daily basis? So here's what's happened. His fans have started tweeting the comedian who... and they're way madder than he is. They are saying things like, "Do you want to know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to kill that Jenny Johnson for making Chris delete his Twitter."
Way to take a stand, people.
Yeah. Then there was somebody else. This is Nina Breezy 16, so I assume is a lady. It says, "Hi, whore bitch. If Chris kill you, I will have more respect of him." So we're hearing from both the male and female fans of Chris Brown. There was another one with a Twitter handle at RockyKane9 who wrote, "Jenny Johnson, I'm gonna fucking rape and kill you, old whore fuck."
Was that a hashtag at the end?
No. Okay. It's all caps.
Oh, old whore fuck. Okay, got it.
Old whore fuck. That's all in caps. No hashtagging on that.
No.
So anyway, she is she's now taking her own Twitter hiatus. She is not just taking a Twitter hiatus. She is calling out essentially guys, saying, "Hey guys, you need to, until you come out and support me, then I'm taking a Twitter hiatus."
And yet the world continues with both of them off Twitter.
I know.
It's all stupid. I think everybody needs to, everything that Chris Brown said is dumb and inappropriate, but I also kind of feel bad for the guy, because if he did learn or change or try to do anything or reform or redeem himself, he'll never be able to.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway,
seems shitty.
She's calling on men to stand up to him because he was being inappropriate. But here's where I go with this whole thing. You fucking started it. You poked the hornet's nest. What he said back was inappropriate, but you were a fucking cunt to him.
Nope,
I'm
nope,
sorry.
Nope.
She
C-word
was.
Violation. C-word violation.
Okay. She was, though. That's new. Mel let me say the C-word all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to.
But that's what she was doing. Anyway.
She was ill-advised. Exercised poor judgment.
She poked the hornet's nest. Right. What do you... I mean, first of all, I don't follow Chris Brown on Twitter because I don't give a shit what Chris Brown says on Twitter. So if you want to be the snarky, funny comedian and you want to throw it out there and you want to make fun of the guy who beats up women with his rings on, and you're then shocked,
it would have been fine.
Right? And you're then shocked that when you call him a piece of shit, that he responds by verbally saying bad things about you on Twitter, and then you're even further shocked that his fans who've stuck by him through his beating his girlfriend with his rings on are now saying really horrible things to you. Guess what? Don't fuck with people like that. Bad things happen.
Actually, in this case, nothing happened.
Exactly.
It's all a bunch of tweets.
You know, feelings were hurt, though. And as we've learned, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, except for now. Now they do.
Unless those words are wearing their rings.
They're wearing
their
rings.
In which case.
Words with rings.
Oh.
Words with rings. It's the new app. Words with rings. They hit you in the face. What?
Coming soon to our Amazon page.
I got a new Windows phone recently, and I finally went to the marketplace to look at apps, and I found one called Fart and Burp.
I found just one.
No, but called Fart and Burp.
Just
and
one?
Well, that was one I found.
Okay.
I was just glad that that technology's made it to Windows Phone. That's all I have to say.
La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter.
Hey.
La, 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 oh well.
Is that because it's a Windows Phone or because it's me saying something about my Windows Phone?
No, it's just because it's silly and pointless. He's trying to call it. It's got two buttons on it. It's got a green and a red button on his phone. One will fart and one will burp.
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, you just freaked the hell out of the cat.
The cat's not bright. Oh, the cat.
Yeah, that's how smart the cat is. My cat
cat's
is
like,
now freaked out.
I didn't do it.
Speaking of things dumber than my cat, a judge has mocked the birther for suing Obama over college records, saying, amongst other things, evidence is not stuff printed from the internet.
Sometimes it is, you guys. With the proper foundation, it totally can be.
Sure.
I believe it.
So the earlier mentioned Orly Tates, she's a Rancho Santa Margarita attorney. That sounds like a drink, not a place to live. Rancho Santa Margarita.
I think it's in Orange County, and they just started running out of names, so they had to start combining random,
Spanish
words. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Casa de Margarita.
They just skipped adding. Anyway,
Joe Carne Court Toros. Yay.
Orly Tates filed a lawsuit to try and get Occidental College to turn over Obama's records, including his college application from the 2 years that he spent at the Southern California Liberal Arts College.
Boo, Tigers.
Now, Tates isn't concerned so much about his grades as she is intent on finding documents proving the president is a foreign citizen who isn't fit to serve. She presented her case that Occidental College should forego privacy laws and release the president's record, but the Occidental Weekly reports that Judge Charles Marginis is not impressed with her case. He told Tates, quote, "You should know that evidence is not stuff printed from the internet." She should, but she doesn't. He dismissed the case, not just regular, but with prejudice. Oh. He ordered her to pay $4,000 in sanctions to Occidental College for bringing the suit. General Counsel Carl Botterud told the student newspaper that he was 99% sure that they would get thrown out, but he let Tates know that he planned to show up on court just in case.
That's nice of him.
Is it Tates or Tates?
It's Tates.
Tates.
Well, who gives a shit?
That's a good
Orly.
Orly.
Orly. And yeah, Orly means my light in Hebrew. I know that. I know what Tates means. In case anyone's a little translation from Hebrew. Yeah, Orly, my light.
He's forming
She's
a bond.
She's pretty dim for being someone's light.
He's forming a bond with her as we speak.
Oh, God.
Tate's responded with an email saying, "Your opposition will constitute obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting in the elections, fraud and forgery and treason, and allowing a foreign citizen to usurp the U.S. presidency with the aid of forged IDs and usurp the civil rights of the U.S. citizens."
Why doesn't she just shut up and marry Donald Trump and they can go move to someplace China?
I think she's like 70 years too old for Donald Trump.
I think she is married. At any rate, your opposition and your attempt of intimidation and allegiance or lack of allegiance to the United States of America is duly noted. Just make sure not to forget to bring with you Mr. Obama's application, registration, and financial aid application.
She is what we in the profession call a vexatious litigant.
When does she get any kind of punishment for doing this?
Frequently.
Sanction
is a punishment. Yeah. I don't think they can hold her in contempt for just filing stuff. She can be not allowed to file stuff, and she can be fined if she does file stuff.
But she keeps filing stuff.
Well,
I know.
Stupid stuff.
So attorney Jay Ritt, who was brought on to Occidental's legal team, said on a podcast later, and I quote, "I would like to take credit for a spectacular job preparing papers and going down to the Orange County Superior Court and arguing this case and getting sanctions. But I honestly believe that a rhesus monkey could have beaten Ms. Tate's and gotten a sanction award based on the awful lack of merit to the subpoena itself."
Yay.
I love any lawyer who references a rhesus monkey.
There you go.
That's insulting to the rhesus monkeys of the world. I know it's a cliche, but...
It was like a Spencer Tracy monkey?
Spencer Tracy, the monkey version of that. That's how we do it. All right, everybody, it's time for the original segment on the show. It's time for Cooler Tool. What? Cooler Tool.
We can make it fart or burp for this round if you want, because of my phone app.
Can I hear a burp, please?
You want a phone one or a TED one?
Both.
No, all right. Whatever. Can I hear that?
Oh, yeah, we got that.
Podcast listeners won't even know if that was real.
I know. The illusion of radio.
I'll never tell.
Like, they won't know if it's me or Mort who sing about Jewish Fight Club if we ever use that song. It could be me.
We might.
Putting
the pressure on.
I know, I set it up really strongly there.
First up in Cooler Tool, Angus T. Jones for coming to his senses. Cooler Tool, Ted.
Oh, you know what? He's a tool. Actually, you know what? I feel sorry for him. I have a feeling he has, like, his cult leader on one side or his... whatever, telling him to do this. And then he has his agent on this side telling him to do that. He's a 19-year-old kid, and he probably doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So he's kind of toolish, but he's a kid, so I'm going to give him some slack, I guess.
I think that guy that he's... I think the guy that was in the video with him is, like, cult-like and not recognized by the full religion.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to say a tool, because now he's going to have $8 million he can probably give to that also tool of a cult leader mentor friend of his. And I don't think those people need extra money to be effective. It makes me sad.
Yeah, he's a tool. Just, if you're going to come out and say stuff, say it and stick with it. That's what I say.
Conviction.
Or at least give it more than a week to do a 180 on it.
Yeah, wait until you come back from Thanksgiving break. Because they're on their shooting break for Thanksgiving. They're away.
Why can't that show be done now? Enough? I mean... come on.
Charlie Sheen said the show was cursed because of this recent thing. I'm like, it's not cursed. It is a curse. It's not a curse itself. Yeah. It's like 8 years it's been on,
although,
right?
I did see from a clip they played on like some newscast about that they finally redded the kitchen on that show. So good for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Great. That's good. I was worried about that.
Things can change, you guys. Things can change.
Up next in Cooler Tool, the comedian who picked a fight with Chris Brown on Twitter. Christiana.
Tool.
Yo. Don't bother. Yeah, don't feed the trolls. Just like the dude from last week. What was his name? The news guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
One guy with a thing.
In the Middle East. He was talking to people.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Right. See, she's no better than Anderson Cooper.
No, see, I think this is a much stupider, worse situation.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper was responding to the trolls.
You leave the silver fucks alone, Ted.
Yeah.
Don't feed the trolls, people. Just don't. Why?
She went out looking for trouble, and when she found it, she was all upset. And guess what? You went out looking, honey. It's all on you.
But I think what she's trying to do is, it's a female comedian, make a point that females tend not to get credit, or I don't know, females kind of get shit on in comedy sometimes. So I think she's trying to make a bigger point out of it.
Maybe I think she's trying to blow this up into something so that people will give a shit who she is.
Maybe that's true too.
Yeah, she's out there on Twitter saying snarky shit to try and make a name for herself and get noticed. And guess what? You did.
I don't know enough about her.
And we don't give a shit. I believe she writes on Chelsea Lately. and other things. So,
I don't really like
if you want to get a message out, you can take the Orly Torts approach or this lady's approach, and I prefer this lady's approach. But not that I'm saying she's cool.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to retain Gloria Allred for some reason.
Ooh.
I don't know why. Mm. Finally, in cooler tool, Orly Tates.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna go first. She's a tool.
Wow! I don't know, limb there.
I know, Ted.
Well, I admire that she sticks to her guns, and maybe
no.
I'm just kidding. I want to try to play
Never
the devil's advocate. Maybe I should just
the devil's advocate.
Get Christiana riled up. So yeah, you know, I think it's important that we exercise our legal rights to question things.
Wouldn't get me riled up.
Won't?
Oh.
No.
All right.
Sure.
Orly Tates.
American way. I hate lawyers. Come on.
Oh, I cannot stand her.
Yeah. Well.
What a tool.
If there's one thing America needs, it's more lawyers.
It's true.
Yay.
So Orly Tates.
Don't go, kids. Don't go.
Cooler tool, Christiana.
Oh, tool.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. It's unanimous.
Yay, we agree.
We have a lot of agreement, I think, for today.
Nothing is better. Nothing is better in a radio broadcast than complete agreement.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you're right. All right, that was dumb. But we can talk about the. Never mind. I was going to say the comedian.
Okay,
and her.
The first rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says "ow," you stop.
Right.
Okay. Ow.
I promise, sex news. We have sex news this week.
Well, thank goodness.
I know.
It's about time.
We have sex in the news. Woman jailed. This is the headline, shockingly, from Florida. Woman jailed for attacking beau over bad sex.
Cool. What? Are we not in that segment anymore?
Wow. We passed that, but thanks. This goes back to November 27th, where a Florida woman was jailed for a post-coital assault on her boyfriend, an attack the victim says was prompted when only he climaxed during a sexual encounter in the couple's residence.
Really, no one's had that urge before to just smack a dude for maybe no.
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 Every time I've had sex with him, there's a dude involved, and he's had thing. It's been good for me.
Yeah, every time I've had sex with a dude in the room, I have achieved. I'm just going to say it. Oh. I'll throw it out
That's
there.
That's why you need a harem, Christiana.
You need that harem.
I'm doing another callback. I don't know if it makes sense to do callbacks in this show or not.
Well, it can, yeah. Okay. For the people who listened last week, it'll make sense.
Oh.
Yeah.
Christiana wants
which lets us out of
so
it.
So she can beat on them like Cat Williams when they don't. No?
Something like that.
As in the dream?
Something like that.
Okay.
So Raquel Gonzalez, 24, was arrested for felony domestic battery and booked into the Manatee County lockup, where the bond was set at $750.
Who else just had an image of like manatees as guards?
I did. That'd be fantastic.
So she and her 30-year-old boyfriend, Estrick Davis, they live in the same home and they're involved in a sexual relationship. Now, deputies noticed that Davis and Gonzalez were involved in sexual intercourse when Estrick then climaxed and Raquel did not. It happens. That reportedly angered Gonzalez, who allegedly, quote, began hitting and scratching Davis, causing scratches near his eye and nose. Davis told investigators that Gonzalez, quote, goes off frequently, apparently not frequently enough or in the right way. And she has been previously physical with him. At one point, Gonzalez told deputies, quote, I have scratches on me, too, from where he tried to restrain me when I lost it. I don't think that's a good argument.
What?
In defending himself, he hurt me.
That's her argument, that she got scratched, too, from him holding her when she was beating him.
Where is he? Is there no, and they both tested positive for meth paragraph in this? Because it feels like there should be.
A sheriff's report does indicate that alcohol may have been a factor in the alleged battery.
May have been.
Just general crazy.
Probably was also a factor in
them actually doing it to begin with.
Other aspects of the story.
How did the police get called into this one? I wonder if it's their frequent thing to just scrap after sex.
Well, I don't know if it's frequent to scrap after sex or if it's just they fight often.
Oh.
I had...
some people cuddle. Some people, you know, hit each other.
I lived above... when I lived in Plattsburgh, New York, I had an apartment and my bedroom was above the kitchen of the couple that lived below me. And they would argue frequently. And one night... I heard this phrase uttered because I could just hear her going, but I could understand him. And what I heard him say at about 2:30 one morning was the following: "Get away from me, Stacy. I'm not going to jail for you tonight."
Wow.
So these things happen. Turns out Stacy had a penchant for throwing things.
Oh my goodness!
She wasn't. She didn't scratch. She liked to throw things.
She's a thrower.
She's a tosser.
think that doesn't. I don't
Maybe
think
that's
that word
something
means
different.
What you think it means? Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not in England. I mean, it means something completely different in England, I guess.
He was from Minnesota.
No, he was just a redneck.
Oh, okay, I was not a Minnesota, like a Minnesota redneck for some reason.
I used to live in the Tenderloin in San Francisco, where I would routinely at night hear unironic shouts of "Bitch, where's my money?"
Oh, unironic. You live in the Tenderloin.
It was just business being conducted.
Yeah, it was.
It was. You know, that was before Obama killed all the business.
Wow.
No.
No.
No. That profession goes strong.
Oh, okay.
Still,
not even Obama can kill that.
No.
Yeah, the other sex news. This was pretty interesting. We have an update too from the middle of November. A malodorous suspect got 90 days in jail. Melissa Lee Williams, she's a West Virginia woman, so not Florida. She's 41 and faced assault and weapons charges after allegedly waving a knife at two men who declined her demands to engage in sexual conduct at a Motor Inn. Who can turn down sex at a Motor Inn? I mean, seriously.
There's a knife involved, especially.
The October 22nd incident was detailed in the sheriff's report. Here's a little bit about it. According to investigators, Williams, who lives four doors down from her estranged husband.
This isn't Cat Williams' ex, is it?
No, I don't believe so.
Different Williams. Go ahead.
At the 77 Motor Inn, showed up at his door and asked Denny Williams and another man to, quote, "eat my pussy." At this point, Williams...
Hey, Mom, don't listen to the show.
At that point, she, quote, commenced to undress herself. That's according to the deputy's report. While Danny Williams declined said invitation, the other man, Adam Watson, told cops that he agreed to perform at her request because he's a pleaser. However, as Watson approached Williams, he, quote, became overwhelmed at the horrible vaginal odor emitting from Melissa Williams.
Gross.
He then understandably declined to proceed any further. Now, this is when she allegedly, and apparently has been convicted of, produced a locking back folding knife, opened it and pointed the weapon at her estranged husband, then reportedly uttered a line never before memorialized in a police report, and I quote, "Somebody is going to eat my pussy or I'm going to cut your fucking throat." Happy holidays.
That's fantastic.
So she's going to spend 90 days in jail to get her anger issues taken care of.
did the article mention whether alcohol may have been involved in the incident?
You know, I'm going to guess that it was.
Okay.
When the deputy arrived on the scene, he observed Williams, who's the defendant, who, like the two men, appeared to be intoxicated, nude from the waist down, and after pocketing a knife that was on the coffee table in front of Williams, he arrested her for domestic assault and brandishing a deadly weapon.
Two deadly weapons.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey.
Know. Okay.
So she was going to have to wait around until February to find out her fate. Nope, 90 days in jail. So plea deal.
That's
pretty good, I think.
I don't know. Maybe she would have gone to church or something.
Well, I don't think she's going to get what she was looking for at church.
Oh.
I don't know what church you go to, but...
Insert obvious Catholic church joke here.
Aw, they
and
don't...
And then obvious joke about her not being a young boy here.
Yeah, that's... True.
Don't right.
Contradict each other?
Yeah, it's very strange. Why? I don't know. I was an altar boy and nothing ever happened. So it's interesting that there's this whole thing that, of course, it's horrible that kids were molested by priests and whomever else in the Catholic Church. But
mm-hmm. Here.
I don't know how widespread it was. I mean, not that that makes
no
it.
One
it was.
Does.
Yeah, nobody does. Problem. And that's the problem. But I was an altar boy and I never saw anything even remotely resembling that. So there you go. I've defended the Catholic Church. Hooray.
Yay.
Good work.
Yay. That's I'm looking. Oh, there it is.
Hooray!
There we go. This caused a lot of problem on the internet. Apparently an Oregon dad used his scantily clad daughter to sell his Datsun. What?
Oh no.
Why would you sell a Datsun?
Yeah, I know. You'd want to keep that. By the way, a little trivia. My first car was a Datsun. It was not a 1977, but he wanted to sell a 1977 Datsun on eBay. And I love this article because it gets all judgmental. And there was this girl posing in like panties and
ugly
tank top.
Ugly, actually not so attractive outfit, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, does it work for you guys?
I was not impressed.
Not so much.
It's just kind of a little.
Maybe
out there.
We're not Datsun buyers. Maybe we're not the target market for her look.
Fair.
I don't know. It's a nice car. I think they tried to match like her top to the car with both being yellow.
Yeah, color coordinated.
It is. She would have been better off going with black to sort of offset it as an accent piece, because she's really more of an accent piece here than she is the actual thing. But the outrage came because she's kind of scantily clad and like bending over the car and 20 years old. And it was supposedly, you know, somebody who used their 20-year-old daughter to sell their car. However, no. It's not a daughter. It's just a friend.
Did anybody confirm that, or is he now just trying to seem less creepy and stop the investigation that should occur into what happened before she was?
Well, what's there to investigate, really?
18.
Well, yeah, there's nothing illegal about it. So apparently on eBay, one user asked him, quote, "Does buying the car include a free ride with the porn star?"
Mm.
He revealed.
Porn star. Okay, sorry.
And he responded by saying, "Nice way to talk about my daughter, but sure, hit the buy it now button." So it was basically an off the cuff joke to try and get rid of somebody who was being a troll.
Who was taking the bait that was right. The troll bait that was.
Don't feed the trolls.
There.
Exactly. You can't win.
And
by...
also don't put out troll food.
Oh.
Yeah. No, don't feed the trolls. Don't take the bait.
Sometimes I can't resist, though.
Kill the trolls.
Sometimes I cannot resist doing that. So anyway, yeah, that was... So when you say stuff on the internet, sometimes it blows up because somebody will find it and go, "Oh, this is his daughter," and it wasn't.
Tell someone.
Tell
but
somebody.
I think wasn't his first reaction to say something like, "So what, it wouldn't be wrong if it was my daughter," or something? Because he didn't deny it the
right.
first couple stories.
His whole thing was that indignation of, well, who? What's the big deal? She's 20.
Right.
As opposed to being...
She's super charming.
It is. You know, and it wasn't this huge feminist outcry of, "How dare you use a woman's sexuality to try to sell a car."
Mm-hmm.
It was really like, "Dude, your daughter? Really?" Mm-hmm. And it's like, "So what if it is? She's 20. So Eugene, Oregon, represent.
Woo, represent.
Congratulations, it's not Florida.
You are the home of the University of Oregon and that. I don't know what that is. That guy with his 77 Datsun. The other day I was watching TV, and this sort of blew me away. I saw this commercial for this new product that I had not seen before, and I thought to myself, I never want this.
Oh,
on lazy
God.
Days when it's chilly, turning up the heat costs money, and wrestling with blankets is silly. This one's too big, that one's too small, and a blanket can't cover it all. If you want to stay warm, you need Forever Lazy.
It's a giant fucking onesie.
It's the saddest
thing. Lazy wear that covers you from head to toe in soft, warm fleece. Just zip it and get lazy. Now you're toasty warm from
go,
head to
America.
Toe.
You can do it. Raise
free.
The bar to
so
those
you can
blankets.
Talk on the phone, enjoy a good
so
book,
far
do
to wrestle with.
Or just do nothing at all. Forever Lazy is made of ultra soft, breathable fleece, and it's oversized for that baggy, comfortable lazy.
I love the
is
dude
it
who's
real?
I love the dude who starts playing guitar.
I know. I was watching this.
Can we do a show wearing these?
Oh my God.
Because it'd be funny.
They're available in gray, navy, and pink.
All the lazy colors.
All of us, you guys.
They're playing Wii.
Going to games. It looks like they're a bunch of mental patients or cult lead members laying around.
This like isn't a funny or die. Yeah.
No, it's real. I saw
Does it
on...
have a poop flap in the back?
Yeah,
like a bathroom
flap? And a front hat shoe. I watched the thing.
The entire really? Game.
I own one.
Uh-oh, gotta go? No worries. Forever Lazy has zippered hatches in front and back for great escapes when duty calls.
Not duty. Nice one.
Or when you want to get it on, but then go back to relaxing.
Thank you for being scratched by your mate if you don't satisfy them.
I'm sorry, those fleece socks are not a $10 value.
You guys, for like $40, we could outfit like most of at least one of our shows.
So wait, they're onesies, but they don't have footies until you get the free footies
See,
that come with them.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just wear a blanket or a robe. Who's so lazy they need something?
Did you not listen to the beginning of the video? Because blankets can fall off.
I know. I do wrestle with many blankets.
Forever Lazy. And remember, New York and California residents add sales tax.
Is it available on Amazon.com?
Please allow 2 to 6 weeks for delivery.
Yeah, if you're gonna buy it, can you buy it through Amazon?
Yeah, and if you're going to buy something on Amazon, please go right through to our site, natedarlingshow.com. Click the Amazon banner and shop away to your heart's content. Doesn't cost you a dime extra, and it helps support the show.
Can we get one of those blankets with the Nate Darling Show logo on it, do you think?
Ooh. Actually, this is a great segue that I didn't know about. I have gifts for the two of you.
Oh.
Right there to your right and to your right. It's wrapped up in bubble wrap.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I think I have an inkling as to what this might be.
It's going to be pretty hard to figure out what it is. Oh. It is logoed merchandise that.
Oh, my God.
That I bought.
Butt plugs do come with Nate Darling logos on them. That's fantastic.
Aww.
Thank you.
So the.
It is a
logoed mug. And the cool thing about that mug is you can see the logo a little bit on it.
Mm-hmm.
When you put hot liquid in the mug, the mug turns white and reveals the logo in all its glory.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Oh, hand wash only.
Yeah, dude, don't throw it in your dishwasher. It'll ruin it.
You can drink from it.
Stay white again.
Don't touch it with your hands, but enjoy it.
Yes, do not anger the cup because it will be angry. We have, if you want logoed merchandise with our stuff on it, that's not on Amazon, but that is at our Zazzle store. And you can go ahead and click the tab at the top of the webpage, and it will bring you there.
Kind of worked.
Did you do it?
I got a little of the shield to appear.
Yeah, it works on the heat principle. When you heat it up, the cup, because the cups are black right now, and they do turn white. This is great.
You guys can only see I'm like breathing into a cup.
Ted's blowing into a cup.
Like a 41-year-old woman. I don't. I make another callback, but I don't think it's
that's not
great.
Gonna work.
I should take it to work in the morning and show it off.
They're going
to
be
my friends and coworkers.
Yeah, you guys are very welcome. I got a hell of a deal too. So, if you're looking for stuff, logoed stuff, you can design your own stuff. You can buy some of our stuff. Zazzle is really cool because they have specials every now and then. And the day I got those, all mugs were like 40% off.
Nice.
And I had like
put a mug in your mug, get a mug.
And if you sign up, if you buy something from them, they will give you like credits and stuff like that. So I actually got them for about half price.
Wow.
Because of all the stuff. So Zazzle's very cool. And the cool thing about Zazzle, this is why I like having them for our stuff, is if something comes and there's something wrong with it, they have a complete 100% satisfaction guarantee. You send it back and they will take care of you.
Unlike that guy in Florida.
Yeah. That's right. He does not have a guarantee at all. He does not guarantee satisfaction because he's not giving it to you.
No.
Wah, wah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. We're working on that. I found the world's biggest asshole. I've been on the search for this guy.
Literal or figurative?
The man who attacked a 74-year-old guy in a Burger King bathroom. He explained, and I quote, "This is what I do to old people."
Tool.
So he's done it frequently?
Yes, apparently so.
Sadly, he's from California. So,
what part?
Which part?
I'll get to that.
Tulare, probably.
His name is Russell Rogers.
Was that like a...
Isn't that where...
Tulare. Tulare is way fancier. I don't think it deserves extra vowels.
I'm pretty sure Tularia sounds like an odd venereal disease.
That's why
I have Tularia.
It's what happens when you get herpes and malaria at the same time.
Where is that city you went to recently?
Tulare, but not Nia. No, it's close.
Oh, pretty close.
But it just sounded
more
fancy
fantastic.
And fantastical.
It's like Narnia meets Tulare.
Right. You go through the dairy barn, you find
into the
Tularia.
Burger King bathroom, and
you
get shoved.
Wait, don't make fun of dairies, you guys.
Yeah, don't do that.
Sorry.
So Russell Rogers, not a murderer or anything, but complete asshole. He's 32. He was arrested after he allegedly assaulted a 74-year-old man in a Burger King bathroom. The victim, Bill Bayless, told cops.
In a Burger King bathroom.
I was thinking the same thing. Thank you, Christiana.
That Rogers, quote, slammed him in the face with the bathroom stall door, knocking him to the ground. That's according to the Red Bluff Police Department. So there's your...
There you go.
Red Bluff. As Bayless attempted to get up, Rogers again struck him with the door, noting, "This is what I do to old people." Now, before leaving the bathroom, Rogers added, "I knocked you down because you're old." So...
motives clear.
I know. My first thought was, this is like Beavis and Butthead if they had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
I knocked you down because you're old.
If they had a bad
old.
Attitude.
Oh, old.
I'm on fire.
Violent attitude.
I'm on fire.
Beavis and Butthead is classic.
It is. He has been charged with felony assault and elder abuse. He's being held in the Tahama County Jail.
That's its own crime?
Tahama County.
Tahama.
Wait.
Hats off to you. That's
is
a
elder
county that shouldn't count.
Is it hate crime or age crime or elder abuse? I don't know the differences between these things.
I don't know.
Elder abuse
a
is
lawyer.
Yeah, well, elder abuse is something different.
I thought like you had to own the elder to abuse it.
Yeah, I thought elder abuse was like in a nursing home or like you're taking advantage of your old parents, not just I hit an old person.
Well,
and literally abusing but then animal an elder.
Abuse, if you beat up an animal, it's animal abuse, no matter where the animal is, I suppose.
So yes.
Maybe, so well, elders are, I don't know.
Animals and old people, they're just the same.
Red Bluff
is just, this story is further evidence that the further you go up the five, the worse it gets.
Once you're past Casa de Fruta, there's nothing to live for.
Until you
I don't know if that's true.
Well, you live north
not
of there.
Not the five, but.
Yeah, and you live north of there, so.
I do live north of there.
North of, yeah, we all do.
Yeah, once you get north of Redding, it's really just a bunch of trees and rocks.
And this guy.
And
he's a rock.
And this guy. Yeah, so, bail, $80,000, and he's in jail. What a dick.
He is a tool. That's easy.
Yeah, if he were in there. That's why I didn't use him.
No Orly Tights. She could be cool, we just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now we go to England for this story. So, hi, Rob. Legendary drug user Sean Ryder has come clean about his new addiction. It's to flying saucers.
Ooh.
He is of course, the Happy Mondays front man and reformed Hellraiser. He's revealed details of a recent trip to Chile, where he filmed his forthcoming History Channel show, Sean Ryder on UFOs. He's the dad of six. He said, Chile is the fucking UFO capital of the world. The Chilean Air Force, they don't keep anything secret, man. It's like, come in and have a look at our film. We'll give everything we got. And they do. My first question is, Chile has an Air Force? When did this happen?
Oh, my goodness.
You'd think they have a navy. They have a lot of coastline.
They do, but apparently they have an Air Force that doesn't...
The country's only as wide as, like, a wingspan.
Keep secrets very well. I've seen some absolutely mind-boggling stuff from Chile. I've got their pilots to say they've encountered stuff that's just not of this world. They filmed something that's definitely UFO flying in and out of their airplanes at 6,000 miles per hour. This one thing looks like Star Wars stormtroopers coming down from the sky on what looked like old-style pogo sticks.
No human could have replicated this scene.
No.
They're coming down to the ground, and when they see that they've been spotted, they go back up into the sky.
On the pogo sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Boing.
That's authenticated footage, and no, it's not the drugs talking.
Oh,
when you have to say that, it is the drugs talking.
It's the drugs talking. No, it's not the drugs talking. It's the complete and utter degradation of your mental capacity due to your massive drug use. Happy Mondays.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you think they're happy?
They're happy because he doesn't know any better. Let me just say this. I have not been to Chile, but I am skeptical of these claims of...
You're a skeptic.
Of Star...
Probably a good call.
Maybe you should watch the authenticated video before you make a decision.
It's true.
It is authentically a video.
It is in fact a video.
This is in fact a video we're watching.
I haven't Googled this. I really should check to see if Chile has an Air Force, because I don't know.
They probably do.
Why not?
Some landlocked countries have navies. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like boats that are registered in Las Vegas. It doesn't make sense, but you go with it.
They have a lake near there. Lake
like
something or other.
Las Vegas, you know?
That's nearby. It's lake adjacent.
I know, but it's not in Las Vegas.
No.
See what I'm saying?
I do. I do completely see what you're saying. That's how it goes. You know what?
That was excellent. We should do that once a week.
Yeah, exactly. And we will.
I love you, President Bartlett.
Oh, boy. That's crazy. You know, any bets on whether Cat Williams ends up in rehab? Just throwing it out there.
Yes, for exhaustion and dehydration.
He said he's done with comedy the other day. I don't know if you saw that story.
I did not.
Yeah, he said, I'm done with comedy. I guess he just realizes all this stuff's caught up with him.
He has not done enough to achieve Dave Chappelle status yet. He can't freak out. I don't think he has earned it.
Well, the other thing is, I don't think anybody cares. You know, I mean, not to speak for the African-American community, as I often do, and rightfully so, I'm guessing a Cat Williams audience is not a bunch of people who look like Ted. That's all I'm going to say.
I never know. I mean, balding, middle-aged white guy?
I'm not saying there aren't any. I'm just saying as a whole, probably not looking like that.
I don't know.
So yeah, Cat Williams.
Are you middle aged? If you're middle aged, I'm middle aged.
I'm not
like
really middle aged. I don't know why I said I'm middle aged, but I said I'm looking. I look.
You gotta watch out because that dude from Red Bluff can come beat you up.
Mm. Look, there is a Chilean Armed Forces. I have to look it up.
Well, I'm not saying there isn't an Armed Forces. I just meant Air Force just seemed a little bit odd.
I'm sorry, I meant Air Force.
Oh, okay.
I just want to look it up to confirm.
So we know that much is true.
Yeah.
Now, can you Google Star Wars characters on pogo sticks?
I'm scared. The truth is out there, and I don't want to find it. I'm not ready for it.
Oh, that, man, I saw... Did we talk about the improvised Star Wars thing?
No.
The show last week?
No.
I saw an amazing comedian whose name is now escaping me, but I should Google it really fast while I'm talking.
Sure.
Okay, Ted, Google, quick. He did a show at the Mondavi Center at UC Davis that was his one-man improvised Star Wars trilogy. It was amazing. It was just him on stage. It was some lighting cues, but that was about it, and he just did the entire trilogy on his own on stage, like sort of summarized, but he did, you know, he would just capture the essence of like some funny thing, like moments or postures or walks or whatever, and it was genius. It should have been stupid and annoying, but it was actually really brilliant.
Charlie Ross. Oh, no, it really was Charlie Ross. You can't buzz me on that one.
No, I was buzzing the fact that it was interesting.
He also does a one-man Lord of the Rings, which I would not see.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the worst thing ever. Do you not like Star Wars? Is that a thing?
No, Star Wars is fine. I just cannot imagine a one-man Star Wars show.
It was funny. So I'm sure there's like clips online you should find it. And he told a great story about how he ended up getting the rights to use it because he performed the show for like a year and a half, just kind of hoping
no one would sue him.
Lucasfilm wasn't going to come and get him. And he gets an email one day with the subject line, possible project, and all it says in the body is something to the effect of, "We know what you've been doing. Please call us."
Nice.
Sign Stormtroopers on pogo sticks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it worked out for him. He only has to pay like 25%.
That's not too bad. Everything.
No, no, not at all.
And now that Disney owns Lucas,
now Disney owns his
are they going to do something?
Oh, yeah. See, that's the other thing. Disney might not be so kind as the... oddly bearded one.
Did you see Disney just got busted for hiding profits on some movie or something to, I don't know, but they owe somebody like $312 million because they were hiding things. They were being...
What? A major
the mouse was being sneaky.
A major corporation hiding things? I don't buy that for a moment.
Not the happiest place on earth.
That one's so friendly.
I don't buy it for a moment. So anyway, we've reached pretty much the end of the show, which means it's time for Small Town News.
Woo!
Yay.
I was born in a small town. let's let Bruce take it from here.
Or John Mellencamp.
I'd rather Bruce sing it. Why is it a Bruce Springsteen song? Because I don't know anything, probably.
Because it's got an acoustic guitar and it's a white guy
Bruce
from the 80s.
Bruce Springsteen.
Cat Williams.
It's Cat Williams. They're all the same thing.
Oh, don't even bring Rick Springfield into this. Rick Springfield's the man.
Jesse's Girl, or is it someone else?
No, that's him. Okay. You got it. Yes, this is from Vermont. Not my neck of the woods in Vermont.
Vermont's 6 feet big.
It's bigger than you think.
Chile look like the whitest country ever.
See, the problem
area looking.
there's no direct way to get from anywhere to anywhere in Vermont, so it seems bigger than it is.
Oh, because winding road.
Yeah, right. Lots of that. Sure. This is from a town I've never heard of, the town of Peru, Vermont. Which,
Peru?
Yeah, never heard of Peru, Vermont.
It's a South American flair.
I've heard of Peru, New York, but not Peru, Vermont.
Does it have its own Air Force?
I don't think so.
Okay,
it's okay. Out. Vermont State Police are looking for information about a missing mountain bike.
Oh.
Dylan Snell, 37, reported a silver mountain bike stolen from 335 Hide and Seek Road. Snell believes the bike was stolen around 8 p.m. on Tuesday. No information was provided on the manufacturer. Anyone with information about the missing bike is asked to call State Police Trooper Tim Gould at 875-2112.
Please, can we call him next week and ask if anybody has
turned
in the bike?
We should do follow-ups on our small town news.
We should
I think
do
you're
follow-ups.
Right. Like, how's the hot doggery doing?
Let me just let you in on something. Vermont State Troopers, a lot of them, gigantic dicks.
They have or they are.
Literally, because if we hook one of them up with a lady from Florida, we're solving problems,
guys. If you've seen the movie Super Troopers, they have nowhere near that amount of whimsy in them at all. No, they're more like the county sheriff who wants to rule everything. They have no sense of humor about anything.
Challenge accepted. That's all I have to say to that.
There was a radio host in Montpelier, Vermont, who was a little nutty. He referred to the Vermont State Police as the Green Gestapo.
Wow.
which I thought was a little bit extreme, but
everybody's a Nazi.
Here's what I have to say about this. I understand the pain of having your bike or part of your bike stolen. It's very rough, but if you're going to choose to live your life on hide-and-seek road, I would expect things to go missing. Maybe you should just go look for them yourself.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Look, I didn't name the road. I couldn't make up fucking hide-and-seek road. Jesus. That made the paper. Hey, somebody stole the mountain bike. Can you imagine if they printed every stolen bike story in Sacramento?
I do get, if you get the cop log, there's a log. You can't
well, sure.
This, it all up.
Yeah, there is that. And
that's not written by a reporter, is it?
Right. It's not an actual story that goes out.
It's like a, no. It's like a pretty big story. Oh, yeah. The way it's covered.
It's
pretty thorough.
It's written by someone that your taxes are paying to write that shit up, though, and put it on the internet.
So. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's crime report. You need to know
good.
What crime's going
yeah.
on.
I'd like to know.
I'm just saying if the Sacramento Bee started charging people to put stuff in and they put every missing bike in the paper, they would actually be able to stay in business for more than the next year.
It'd be good because it would convince people to cut down on riding bikes, which are annoying and unsafe.
And then you wouldn't have a place to park.
Do you have an anti-bike stance?
She does.
Apparently.
Sort of.
What will the hobos ride now if you take away their bikes?
I just want people on bikes to follow the same rules that they're supposed to. It comes from my... It's less from... My head is like a driver, as a pedestrian or a runner.
Well, you're from okay. SoCal. No one rides bikes. Everyone drives.
They do. Well,
they do drive.
They ride bikes, but they ride them only on bike paths on the beach.
I don't know.
It's true.
Like at the beginning of Three's Company, mm-hmm. it's exactly what
it is.
It looks like all the time.
I rented a bike and rode on a bike path and down there. Yeah. Nobody fell off into the sand though.
Oh, wacky Jack.
No,
every day,
the Sam.
Every
that's
day,
terrible. All right, well, that's it for the show this week. Remember, if you're going to do your holiday shopping, it's holiday shopping time. If you're going to do it on Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Amazon tab; it helps us out, and it doesn't cost you anything. So,
buy
hey.
A mug.
Buy a mug.
Buy a mug.
Buy anything you like.
Buy a Zazzle.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah,
do that.
Yay.
Buy a Snuggie. No, wait. Forever Lazy.
Forever Lazy. Indeed.
This is happening.
It is.
It turns.
It is, peeps. All right, that'll do it for this week. You all have a good one. We'll see you next time. Everybody talks. Everybody talks. Everybody talks too much. It started with a whisper. Gotta say, it started with a whisper.